Dear listeners, you're listening to the Muslim Community Radio on 92.1 FM. It's now time for the Islamic Education Series.
This world is a flag for us, and we know well that we must obey the orders from our Lord to avoid our sins and seek reward. This world is a flag for us, and we know well that we must obey the orders from our Lord to avoid our sins and seek reward.
The Islamic Education Series, lessons about the belief, acts of worship, and Islamic manners. God willing, this knowledge will help our youth contribute to building communities based on sound values and make them safe in the hereafter.
To Islam we must be true, in everything we think and do.
Thanks are due to Allah, and may Allah raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad and save his nation from that which he feared for them. Thereafter, our master Adam was a prophet and a messenger. His religion was Islam. After our master Adam and our lady Hawa descended from the Garden of Eden, Hawa had 40 deliveries. On each occasion, she gave birth to both a boy and a girl. In order to increase the human population, Adam would arrange for the male from one delivery to be married to the female of another. It was not permissible for a male to marry his sister from the same delivery. Among his children were Qabil and Habil, more well known in English as Cain and Abel. Habil had a beautiful sister named Iqlimia from the same delivery. However, Habil's sister from his same delivery, whose name was Liutha, was not as beautiful. Qabil wanted to disobey Adam and marry Iqlimia instead of Liutha. So Qabil argued with his brother Habil about this. Our master Adam ordered them to make an offering in obedience to Allah. Then Prophet Adam went to Mecca to perform Hajj. The good-natured Habil owned some sheep, and Qabil grew grain in the fields. Habil made an offering with a big ram. He chose the best from his flock and offered it in obedience to Allah. Allah accepted his offering. The sign of acceptance was fire that came down from the sky and took the offering. It was said that the ram was lifted up to the Garden of Eden. It stayed there, feeding and roaming the fields, until the angel Jibril brought it down to spare Prophet Ismail from being slaughtered. Qabil was not as obedient. He made an offering of a bunch of wheat, the worst he had. It was said that while he was taking it to be offered, he found one good strand of wheat and ate it. This is how mean his offering was. Allah did not accept it from him. When Qabil saw this, he envied the good-natured Habil. Satan whispered to Qabil to kill his brother. In Islam, killing is the biggest sin after blasphemy. That is to kill the soul unjustly that Allah has forbidden. Qabil, who was the much stronger physically of the two, threatened to kill Habil. Habil answered that he feared Allah and accordingly he would not retaliate. Qabil was encouraged at the apparent ease with which he could kill his brother, although it was said that he did not know how to kill. At first, in order to teach Qabil how to kill Habil, Iblis, Satan, came in a shape of a man, carrying a bird, and he hit the bird with a stone on its head until it died. In the same manner, Qabil went to his brother Habil, who was sleeping and held a big stone in his hand. Qabil came closer, slowly and carefully, so as not to wake up Habil. While Habil was sleeping, Qabil hit him on the head with a stone. His head was split open, and blood poured out of it until he died. By this action, Qabil was the first to kill unjustly. After that, Qabil started to think, "What do I do now?" He put the body of his dead brother Habil into a leather bag, carried it on his shoulder, and started wandering into the wilderness, not knowing what to do with him. As the body started to perish, birds and beasts hovered around, waiting for him to discard the body so they could eat it. While he was still wandering, Allah sent two crows that fought in front of him until one killed the other. The live crow then dug the ground and buried the dead crow. It was said that Qabil knew how to bury the dead, but he did not do so as to demean his brother. So Allah sent a crow that dug the ground, started taking soil and covering the body of Habil. Then Qabil said, "Oh my God, couldn't I be like that crow and bury my own brother?" He then was sorry because he saw the bestowment of Allah to Habil. Allah had sent a crow to bury him. Our master Adam and our lady Hawa and their other children were angry at Qabil because he had killed his brother. When they knew where he was buried, they went to his grave and wept for days. One day, while Qabil was on top of a mountain, an ox had butted him with his horns. Qabil fell off the cliff and died. Qabil was Muslim, and like all of the other children of Adam, none of them were non-believers. Qabil was a disobedient Muslim who committed a big sin by killing his brother unjustly. The origin of this story is mentioned briefly in the Quran to warn non-believers from the envy that they showed Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his call to Islam. Also, to make it clear that envy can cause a person to commit big sins, such as what happened between Qabil and Habil. Allah knows best. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This world is a trap for us, and we know well that we must obey the orders from our Lord to avoid our sins and seek reward. This world is a trap for us, and we know well that we must obey the orders from our Lord to avoid our sins and seek reward.
The Islamic Education Series, lessons about the belief, acts of worship, and Islamic manners. God willing, this knowledge will help our youth contribute to building communities based on sound values and make them safe in the hereafter.
To Islam we must be true in everything we think and do.
You have just listened to the Islamic Education Series. Stay tuned to the Muslim Community Radio on 92.1 FM.